I'm Jeremy Scott with Mission Network News. Instability continues in Bangladesh as an interim government struggles to restore law and order. Then stick around if you need supplies for your U.S.-based ministry. We've got a connection for you. First, the expats and businessmen have begun to return to Bangladesh, but there is still no guarantee of business as usual. An A3 gospel worker we'll call Paul tells us.
The situation is a bit unstable right now. Safety and security is still not there.
Religious minorities suffered greatly under the recent unrest that drove Bangladesh's former prime minister to India and brought in a new interim government. BBC News recently proved some Muslim-Hindu persecution claims on social media to be false. However, many recent occasions of political or religious violence are all too true.
Political parties who were opposite from the previous government, they are taking like different kinds of opportunities. Anybody from the previous government's party, they are being tortured. Even the general people, if their address is from the same district of the last prime minister, they are also being harassed or tortured.
The instability is affecting gospel work. A3 had to postpone travel and meetings with international cohorts until the situation in Bangladesh stabilizes. Ask the Lord to continue protecting believers.
Some people who are fundamental Islamists stated that this is their country and the minority people should not be in this country. Some other Muslim people, they're also saying that, no, the minority people should be safe and it is our duty to protect them.
And in today's media-saturated world, you might think that deaf people can easily access captioned videos and written resources, but there's more to it than that. Door International is passionate about creating sign language resources for the deaf. Rob Myers with Door tells us why.
If your hearing went away right now, what you would envision is you would gather information through reading.
But that's not the experience that deaf people have, because reading is a sound-based experience. For people born deaf, reading is just a series of symbols and a very challenging second language to learn.
Sign language, which is a very different language in terms of grammar and structure, really is their first language. So when you think about deaf ministry and trying to provide resources to deaf people in general, not only do you have to take away all the audio resources or sound-based resources, but you actually need to take away all of the written resources as well, because deaf people for the majority of the globe don't have full access to that information.
Very few resources exist today in sign language.
Just in terms of scripture access, up to 75% of the sign languages that are out there globally have no scripture translation that has been happening at all.
Pray for Door's innovative Bible translation work and read the full report online to find your place in the story. And finally, World Missionary Press provides scripture booklet resources to people all over the world. They also support outreach happening in their own backyard. Helen Williams with WMP says that about 15 million scripture booklets are used around the U.S. every year.
We print about 100 million a year, and about 85% goes overseas, so the rest of it is within the U.S.
Many booklets are distributed during summertime events like the Elkhart County Fair.
It's a really big deal, and we put out booklets, and people come through, and we introduce the press, but also give people the booklets.
In the U.S., 20% of weekly booklet shipments are in languages other than English or Spanish, making the booklets accessible to people at all kinds of events or via displays in restaurants, waiting rooms, laundromats, and the like.
And those booklet displays have to be maintained, so the distributor will order more and just keep it filled. So there's a continuing work there, a commitment to it, which is wonderful.
Order a booklet today by connecting with WMP at missionnews.org.
So from there, then we will send you either an introductory packet or we'll communicate with you by email. We try very hard to reply promptly and help you out.
Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people like you. Join us here on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Jeremy Scott.